The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge in Oregon has temporarily blocked President Trump from deploying National Guard troops in Portland. Mayor Keith Wilson applauds the ruling.
There's nothing good that can come from bringing troops.
In the ruling, the judge said, quote, "This is a nation of constitutional law, not martial law." Talks between Israel and Hamas are set for tomorrow in Egypt. CBS's Barbara Platt Usher says some of Hamas's concerns.
They have no confidence that Israel will not restart the war as soon as it has its hostages back. And that's all Hamas's bargaining power. They want Trump to guarantee to them that that will not happen.
Tomorrow is the first Monday in October. That marks the official start of the new Supreme Court term. CBS's Allison Keyes with some of the pending cases.
On the docket for the Supreme Court, major test of presidential power, including the president's imposition of tariffs and his battle to restrict birthright citizenship.
Voting rights case is also on the docket. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 93.5 The Tap.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman. With record high Lyme disease cases in Wisconsin, a new antibody treatment aims to provide seasonal protection against the disease by offering passive immunity. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
Lyme disease is a tick-borne infection caused by the Borrelia burgdorferi bacteria. Seth Letterman heads Tonic Pharmaceuticals, the company licensing the antibody treatment. He says it works by neutralizing a key component of the bacteria.
There are about 70 million people in the United States who are in areas where there's significant infestation with ticks infected with Borrelia. And right now, there are not good alternatives to treat it.
Wisconsin saw nearly 6,500 cases of Lyme disease in 2024, the highest on record. Letterman says the intention of the antibody treatment is to provide seasonal protection, with people receiving it in spring for protection through summer and fall. The antibody was developed at the University of Massachusetts and differs from a vaccine treatment by providing what Letterman calls passive immunity, meaning it requires no work from the body's immune system. That's unlike vaccines, which he explains can cause issues for people with immune system problems.
Vaccines have issues relating to waking up the immune system in one way or another. So I think that the tolerability of antibodies is generally favorable relative to a vaccine.
Letterman emphasizes that people who have had Lyme disease don't develop protective immunity naturally. 20% go on to develop chronic symptoms, which can be severely debilitating. It will be a while before the treatment is available. An initial trial phase has been completed, with clinical trials set to begin in the next 2 years. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers bury the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3. The Cubs' Michael Busch led off with a solo home run shot. Milwaukee responded with a 6-run rally in the bottom of the first and never looked back. Freddie Peralta lasted until midway through the sixth with 95 pitches, giving up 2 solo home run shots. His 9 strikeouts ties a Brewers team record for most strikeouts in a playoff game since Don Sutton and 2 others. Game 2, Monday night, just after 8 o'clock, Quinn Priester set to get the start. College football, the Badgers made a change at quarterback, starting Hunter Simmons. They scored on the opening drive, but that was about it as Wisconsin lost at Michigan today, 24-10. Luke Fickle.
That's tough. I don't care on either side of the ball. I don't know if they had a 13-play drive, you know, and I know we did on the first series, but we have to be able to find ways. The difference in a ball game is some big plays.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today, breezy and warm. Chance of a shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon. A high right around 80. For tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms possible. Lows near 50, partly sunny and cooler on Monday with a high of 64. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Badgers game at Michigan and also the Brewers taking on the Cubs over the weekend. Where are we at in the NLDS? Jane Mattner of Mattner on Air will join us and talk a little news as well.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. 93.5 The Tap.
Morning, everybody. The music of the stars. I'll take you dreaming this morning. With the sky darkening every Sunday. I noticed that on the way here. It's easy to crash out a little longer, isn't it? Oh, let me tell you, this is music from an Alfred Hitchcock picture that many have forgotten, I'm sorry to say. Stage Fright. It's called Eve's Theme. Great rhapsody. Shame it isn't played more often. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Autumn days, skies darkening. And winds from the north. It's fun to snuggle, yeah. And keep dreaming. That's all right. A lot of great things happen. In the twilight sleep, a lot of solutions come to mind. A lot of answers to problems like where you put your keys. Oh, it happened to you too? I'm your host, Lou Regani. I want to welcome everybody. Our new station, WZTI 107.3. Good morning, Milwaukee. Don't turn that radio too loud. You might want to drift off a little more. great theme, Leighton Lucas, the BBC Concert Orchestra from Hitchcock's Stage Fright. Stephen Eady. The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There was a time when men were kind and their voices were soft and their words inviting. There was a time when love was blind and the world was a song and the song was exciting. There was a time when it all went wrong. I dreamed a dream in time gone by. When hope was high and life worth living, I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid. Dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid. No song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder, as they tear your hopes apart and they turn your dreams to shame. She slept a summer by my side. She filled my days with endless wonder. She took my childhood in her stride. But she was gone when autumn came. And still I dream she'll come to me, that we will live the years together. But there are dreams that cannot be, and there are storms we cannot weather. I had a dream my life would be so different from this hell I'm living, so different now from what it seems. Now life has killed the dreamer I
Hi, what's your name, darling?
My name is Susan Boyle.
Okay, Susan, where are you from?
I am from Blackburn near Bathgate, West Lothian.
It's a big town.
It's a sort of collection of... It's a collection of... villages. I had to think there.
And how old are you, Susan?
I am 47. And that's just one side of me.
Hello.
Okay, what's the dream?
I'm trying to be a professional singer.
And why hasn't it worked out so far, Susan?
I've never been given the chance before, but here's hoping it'll change.
Okay, and who would you like to be as successful as?
Elaine Page.
Elaine Page.
Like,
what are you going to sing tonight?
I'm going to sing I Dreamed a Dream from the Miserables.
Okay.
Big song.
Yeah? Yes.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Music of the Stars. And Jack Jones from Man of La Mancha.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to be better far than you are. To try when your arms are too weary to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star. No matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to be willing to give when there's no more to give. To be willing to die so that honor and justice may live. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart one man scorned and covered with scars still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable
Mitch Lee and the Columbia Symphony Orchestra, the music of the stars from Man of La Mancha. We're taking you dreaming. Gordon Jenkins.
My third dream was one of those that seemed almost too real. Thinking back upon it, I find it hard to believe that it was all a fancy of the shadows. I seemed to be a caretaker in a lonely field.
I work all day till my feet are numb, so the place will look nice when the visitors come. Visitors come on Sundays mostly. Mostly they come from church. Sometimes they come from a drinking hall, but mostly they come from church. But few have come to see me, and few would like to be me, and few even know I'm there, except the ones beneath my care. I live among the dead, among all the friends dead. I'll die among the living, but I'll live among the dead. By the willow tree lies a friend who was kind to me. He took care of me when my luck was slim, and now I'm doing the same for him.
Here's a child who died on Christmas Day, and the minister's daughter who went astray. She ended her by her own fair hand, hardly the way that her father, the minister, planned.
Here's old John from the poor folks' farm. He never did much work, but he never did much harm. He was called no good by the well-to-do, but the children thought old John was the nicest man they knew.
'Cause he gave them candy, and he gave them dimes, and he made them kites from the Daily Times.
And he told them stories till their eyes grew wide.
But nobody cried when old John died.
Children, and they were too young to understand why old John had gone away.
Nobody cried when old John died. Nobody cried when old John died.
But starts to howl in the cold gray light. It's somebody crying for John this night.
Someone who knew old John when he wasn't old, when he wasn't hungry and he wasn't cold.
Someone who knew old John when he was going on 16. He was just as good as anyone going on 16. He was danger's darling. He was fortune's favorite son. Laughter followed him around, brighter than the sun. Were his eyes ablaze with the fire of youth that only the darkness could dim? How exciting the day he found out about girls, and the girls found out about him.
But he's dead now, and the wind mourns alone.
Jenkins. Gordon wrote all that. Francis Albert Sinatra. This is From Our Town. Thornton Wilder.
We're going through the impatient years, the years when the day twice as long. Restless and sighing and laughing and crying and dreaming a dream people say is wrong. But we journey through the impatient years.
Music of the stars. Good morning, everybody. Welcome all our stations on the Civic Media Radio Network and our new station, WZTI 107.3 Milwaukee. All the way till high noon as we approach our second year on the air. Good morning, Hayward, Wisconsin, WBZH, and all our Civic Media Radio Network stations.
But we'll journey through the impatient years
to each other's arms where we belong, clinging together. I'm certain we'll weather the warm and stormy gale and impatient
Edie Gourmet.
Dream my dream, follow me through the meadows, down to a misty valley where we'll hide in the shadows, leaving behind
every night, when I lay me down to sleep, and pray the Lord my soul to keep,
if I should die before I wake,
I drift off into this beautiful recurring dream,
pray the Lord my soul to take,
something I've come to look forward to, with a sense of wonder and delight. This dream I keep dreaming each and every night. I don't know what it means.
Maybe you can tell me.
Or if it means anything.
Maybe you can tell me.
But it's different from normal. Like no other dream I've ever had.
Maybe you can tell me.
What happens is this soft, pulsating music comes creeping over the lavender edges that rim the distance.
There it is.
A distance that seems to stretch out forever. There, far off, somewhere, the shape of something begins imperceptibly to take form.
Who is it?
The question has become part of the ritual. Almost as if the dreamscape itself is asking. Then a wind, whispering quiet, curls itself around the stranger who's now becoming everyone I've ever known.
You know me.
You know who I mean? What's his name? Always on the tip of your tongue. Anyway, it's someone mysterious who looks so familiar it hurts. You get the feeling you've known whoever it is for as long as who can remember. There he is, moving closer to where you are in the crowd that has suddenly gathered, made itself comfortable in a vast camaraderie, shoulder to shoulder. Hey, what's happening? Nose to the grindstone as he,
whoever he is,
comes closer and closer through the lavender glow that's beginning to brighten. Looks great in slow motion. So graceful. Then he climbs up on an improvised stage. I have no idea how it got there. Now he's within earshot of all of us. What's he going to say? That too is a ritual question. Because as sudden as sudden, you know how things are in a dream. We know what he's going to say before he says it. We hear him telling us what we've been telling ourselves.
The very word.
Don't worry. Things will work out.
Things will work out.
The way you want them to.
The way you want them to.
You'll work wonders.
Your imagination will work wonders for you.
You're smart.
All that you've done.
Intelligent.
All that you've given yourself to. You'll make more and more money.
More.
If it hasn't happened already, you'll fall in love with someone who'll fall in love with you. You'll lose weight, low cholesterol. Your doctor will give you high marks. You'll do something so miraculous you won't believe it's you.
Look.
Why not?
You can juggle 1,000 dreams.
It's a wonderful dream.
At the same time.
You can see why it's recurrent. And who knows?
Don't you mind dreaming?
I have a feeling that if you dream it the way I do,
you tell me you're
right. Some of it could very well spill over into daytime.
Because it was of you.
It's the kind of dream that should.
You tell me your dream.
Well, I told you my dream.
I'll tell you mine.
Now you tell me yours.
You can juggle 1,000 dreams at once.
Dinah Shore on the Music of the Star.
Welcome to my dream, and how are you? Will you be here long, or just passing through? Brush off that stardust, where have you been? Don't tell me your rainbow was late getting in. Welcome to my dream. It now seems real. You're what it needed. But welcome to my dream.
Dinah Shore, Russ Case and the orchestra, Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke. Russ Case from Joliet, Illinois. The music of the stars.
Mansion that is higher than the trees. I could have all the gifts I want and never ask please. I could fly to Paris. All that's at my beck and call. Why do I go through life with nothing at all? But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true. But when I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true. I can be a singer or the clown in every room. I can even call someone and take her to the moon. I can put my makeup on and drive the crowd insane. I can go to bed alone and never know her name. But when I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true. But when I dream, someday you will come true.
Vic Damone, one of the great singers of our time, the music of the stars. On the Civic Media Radio Network, good morning, Madison, WMDX, 1580, 92.7. We're taking you dreaming today.
My fourth dream was a daydream, and though I was fully conscious, the fantasy seemed as real as all the others. I was a guest at a cocktail party, modern society's alcoholic refuge for the insecure. As I looked wearily around the room, I felt a cold gray cloud of boredom settling on me. I got the impression that every dull acquaintance of a lifetime was gathered in that stuffy room. As I started the uneven battle of man versus martini, I saw an old high school buddy approaching, one of those depressingly cheerful boys, as tiresome as he was rich. He'd been a bore in high school, and he was still a bore. Success hadn't changed him a bit.
Well, if it isn't old Horseface himself in the flesh. Long time no see. How's tricks, old man? How's the whiff? How's every little thing? Getting bigger, eh? What's new? How are the kids? Seen any of the old gang lately? Say, whatever become of that pretty girl you used to go with in school? What was her name? Mabel? No, Mary. Yeah, that was it. Mary. Bet you haven't thought of her in a long time, eh? Well, see you in church. Don't take any wooden nickels.
I haven't seen Mary for 15 years. 15 years come May. I wonder if her eyes are still as bright and warm and gay.
Well, it was the cutest thing you ever saw in all your life, if I do say so, as shouldn't him being my own child and all. Well, as I was saying, Junior, you know we call him Junior on account of it would be so confusing with two Bobs in the family, although we could say Big Bob and Little Bob, I guess. Well, anyway, Junior had just turned over this bottle of ink. How he got it, I can't imagine. It was on the top shelf. But anyway, it was all over the floor, and there he was, licking it up, my dear, literally licking it up from the floor. Well, it was the cutest thing you've ever seen. All that child.
Our parents said we were much too young to think of marriage and such. But Mary wanted to have a child, and she wanted me so much. But plans that are bright on an April night grow dim with October's chill. And when the summer winds grow cool, we both went back to school.
So I'd had a pretty good drive, pretty good for me, that is. A couple hundred yards, I guess. Not much for the big boys, but down the middle, right down the middle, see? So I figured, what the heck, a 5-iron ought to get me there easy. So I said, Caddy, give me the old 5-iron, and I'll lay it up there. Well, I took a few practice swings with a 50-cent Nassau going for me. I like to take plenty of time, you know. So I took a nice firm grip on the club, not too firm, but firm, and took a nice easy swing. I'd just come from a lesson, and Don said, easy does it, George, easy does it. Well, to make a long story short, I topped it. Well, naturally, I threw my club and I hit the caddy in the knee, and now he wants me to pay his doctor bills. Can you imagine a thing like that? A caddy that didn't know a putter from a fan.
Mary and golf never got along. An addict she never became. She said it was wrong for the young and strong to play an old man's game.
No, my husband couldn't come. That is, he could have come, but he's a little teeny-weeny bit mad at me. As a matter of fact, we're not speaking. Ralph is like that, you know. Sulks, gets furious at the least little thing. Like when I get names mixed, like when I call him Ronald. You know my ex. Oh, yes, I was married before. 13 months, unlucky number, I guess. At least they say it is. And I think Ronald and Ralph are quite similar names, don't you? Anybody could make a little mistake like that. So anyway, Ronald's grandfather was part English, and Ronald used to like to have tea in the afternoon. You know, like the English. So yesterday, Ralph and I were sitting around playing gin. He always wins, but I never pay him. He won't let me, says it's his money anyway. So without thinking, I said, would you like to have some tea, Ronald? And he threw his cards on the floor. You never saw anything like it, and screamed at me, simply screamed. I hate tea, I hate Ronald, and I hate you. And stormed out of the house, just because I called him Ronald. Well, after all, the names are a lot alike, don't you think? Ralph, Ronald.
If I had married Mary, would we have made the grade? Would I be better off than I am with Adelaide? Would she run home to mother after every little spat? But I didn't marry Mary, and that is that.
Yes, I certainly will have a drink. I need one. Boy, I want to tell you, I have a hangover you could carve up and serve. I was fractured. I mean fractured. We were all over at the bar Tom liked so much. I can't think of the name of it. It's on 3rd between 45th and 46th. Or is it 46th and 47th? 45th, I guess. Well, anyway, we closed up the place. I mean closed it. And you should have seen me driving home. I almost hit an old man buying a paper and scared him half to death. It's my own fault. I never should have switched from scotch to bourbon. Happens to me every time. You know, I can drink scotch all night long and never have a sign of a hangover, but bourbon, that bourbon murders me. I don't know why I switched. I can't take bourbon at all, but it seemed like a good idea at the time. Well, live and learn, like they say. This drink is bringing me right back. Yes, sir, bringing me right back. Nothing like the hair of the dog that bit you. Nothing like a nice cold martini to bring a fellow back.
Music of the Star. Bing Crosby. Paul Whiteman. Now stand by for news. We'll be right back. Good morning, La Crosse. WLCX. Well, I want to tell you, sometimes during ball game, we cover. The music of the stars gets preempted, but you can still hear it worldwide at civicmedia.us. Civicmedia.us. I don't anticipate that today, but now with all the playoffs and all.
What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for, man? What are you thinking about? Who are you thinking about, Mary? The bees are buzzing, they're buzzing right in my ear. And they keep on asking, hey, what's the big idea? Think of the moon above, doesn't it speak of love, Mary? Why do you lead me on? Why do you be so contrary?
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A new CBS News poll looks at President Trump's approval rating. Jennifer DePinto is CBS's Deputy Director of Surveys.
The president's overall approval rating is 42%, down a bit from last month, but matching what it was in July.
Negotiators meet in Cairo tomorrow to discuss ending the war in Gaza. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tells CBS's Face the Nation, first, they will be talking about the release of the hostages, and then...
What happens after that? And that is, how do we ensure that we can create and help build a Gaza free of terrorism, free of Hamas, free of anything like Hamas? And that's going to take work and some time.
Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield is pleased now that a federal judge has blocked President Trump from deploying the National Guard in Portland.
Mobilizing the United States military in our cities is not normal. It should not be normal, and we will fight to make sure that it is never normal.
CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.